It is time for sports, and that means it's time to bring in Mike Causey. And by the thinnest of margins, I only owe him a pizza now. Good morning, Mike.
Let me tell you something about the thinnest of margins. A horse can be running neck and neck with another horse all the way down the stretch and be in second place. But as long as his nose is down at the wire, that horse wins. The Yankees lost the game. You lost.
I tell you, I thought I won. I thought they won. I thought they swept the series.
You live up there in Rip Van Winkle country. You got to pay attention to every day, not just a few.
It's hard for me to do that, especially what happened to me on Friday. So I have an excuse for that. I have an excuse for that with all the computer
problems. You lost your sandwich.
I lost one sandwich.
Down to a pizza, and by the time the season's over, I'm sure I'll be getting fed for free.
I don't know. In the next couple of weeks, I might be coming down to see you to pick up that pizza.
Oh, well, we got a nice stretch for the Yankees after they play the Twinkies. They go out west.
They play the Angels. That doesn't mean I'm going to bet on.
They play some teams with winning records. They play the Indians. They play the Red Sox.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I'm going to bet and lose my last piece of it.
I'll get you to bet.
I don't think so.
I'll steam you up enough where you make a bet.
All right, so let's go to the major leagues. And talk about the Red Sox got no hit, and then they lost the next game after that. Could a no hitter put a team into a slump?
No,
I didn't think so either.
Not if you're a good team.
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. I mean, they've scored more runs than they've given up this year, twice as much actually. They've only given up 60 runs. They've scored 124. There's not another team in baseball that can say that. The only other team that comes close to that are the Astros, and all they did last year was win the World Series. Now, and if you look at that no-hitter, I'm glad the kid got it, but it's kind of tarnished. There was two plays in there where the shortstop had to go out into short center field and try to make an over-the-back catch, which he didn't. And then there was the play at first base where they said the guy was out of the baseline on a attempted tag by the pitcher. Man, those are two plays that I'd be pissed off if I was playing and they went against me. I couldn't see either one of them not being called a hit, and especially the one at first base. So there's a little blemish on there, but the guy did pitch a no-hitter, and even if they got those two hits, the Red Sox weren't beating the A's that night anyway. But the Red Sox, they got a nice four-game lead over the Blue Jays. The Yankees are in third. People are getting crazy over the Yankees beating the Blue Jays three games. The Blue Jays are like the Mets. They shouldn't be in second place. They're not that good a team. They're playing over their heads. And I'm sure they're coming back to earth, and it'll be a matter of time before Toronto's under the 500 mark, just like the team I mentioned, the Mets. Did you see the Met game Saturday night?
No.
Jacob deGrom should sue the Mets for non-support. Another game where he went deep, seven innings into the game, deep nowadays, seven innings, only gave up four hits with 10 strikeouts, pulled him out, and then I think the Braves started playing that David Bowie song, putting out the fire with gasoline. In comes Familia. There goes the lead. Mets lose 4-3. Donald Trump could help the Mets if he pulls the immigration law and deports Familia. It'd be the best move the Mets ever made. The guy stinks. Here's what the Mets need to do. They need to make Familia the sixth or seventh inning pitcher to maybe get an out here or there. And now that they demoted Harvey to the bullpen, he needs to be the closer. And the manager needs to go to him and say, listen, your career is teetering on extinction. You need to reinvent yourself. Maybe you're a closer. I personally don't think that Harvey's throwing as hard as he can. He's afraid to. He's afraid to hurt his arm. I'd say, here's the ball, you're closing, here's the ninth inning, let me see how hard you can actually throw. And this way you see what happens with Harvey. Because right now, he's a liability to this team. He's on a walk year, he's on the edge of free agency. He needs to show he can pitch, or else he's not getting a contract from anybody. He looked awful against the Braves. I don't know who looked worse, him or Familia. And boy, Familia, for all the accolades that people give him, I just don't see it, man. These people can't see the forest because of the trees. Any inning he pitches, he's a liability. And this is the second time he did it to DeGrom. DeGrom's record should be a lot better than it is right now. He pitched the gem of a game the other night and got no decision.
All right, do you see that play where replay ended the game?
No.
Out of the plate call, and I think it's the first time it's happened with instant replay in Major League Baseball.
These umps stink. Again, I was watching
a couple of
games over the weekend. They called the Cespedes shot in Atlanta a home run. They got it right, but as a home plate umpire, you missed the ball being fouled by 20 feet. The ball was fouled by 20 feet. They called it a home run, then had to reverse it. And then yesterday in the Yankee game, there was a play at first base where the first baseman was a foot off the bag. You can see the shadow of his foot on the ground. They called the guy at first base out. I mean, I've never seen anything so bad in my life. The umpiring is awful. So maybe this play at home plate, maybe the umpires had a date after the game. Maybe they had to get out of there. Who knows? But, God, this umpiring is awful. Pull up, if you can, watch this play at first base yesterday with the Yankees. It's absolutely mind-boggling how they called this guy out.
Well, with the game that I'm talking about, it happened in Denver where a guy broke for home, was called safe, and then he was called out, and that ended the game when they did the replay.
The replay's making baseball worse because the umpires, they got a safety net. They feel like they don't have to get things right. I mean, just those two plays that I saw, one in the Yankee game, one in the Met game, with the foul ball being called fair, and then this guy at first base being called out and not reversed, whew, holy smoke. I'd love to see Billy Martin and Lou Piniella yesterday with this play at first base with this guy being called safe. I mean, called out. The foot, the player's foot was at least a foot off the bag. Unbelievable.
All right, on to the Stanley Cup. The Pens move on to the second round.
Yeah, I was watching a little bit yesterday at the track where I was hanging out, and it looked like the Flyers were going to put them away. They took the lead on the Penguins, and I think it was 5-4. And before you know it, the Penguins lock them up. They beat them 8-5, send the Flyers home back to Philadelphia for another season of disappointment. The Devils got beat up on Saturday. Didn't expect them to win. Winnipeg closed out on Friday night against Minnesota up 4-1 over the weekend. I think Nashville closed out Colorado. And then the Capitals came back. The Caps are up 3-2. There's a couple of games tonight, couple of lockup games, and the Caps is one of them, and the Bruins are the other one. The Bruins are up 3-2. Toronto won Saturday to force the game 6. And the Capitals, who looked like they were going to get broomed out, they can close it out tonight playing against Columbus. Surprised, very surprised with that result.
All right. Well, we'll check with you tomorrow.
I'll be here.
All right, take care.
One sandwich to the plus.
That's right. Or one pizza.
Let me know when you want to bet again. I'll be ready.
All right, take care.
Have a great day.
Goodbye. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.